Hey, it's the Fraser Coast Hit 101.9 with Mac and Lockie. And this week we are talking Mission Impossible Fallout with our movie review guy, Woz. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Macca. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, Tom Cruise, he's back for the sixth time to play Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible Fallout. It's a movie that even the critics are giving really big props to.
Yeah, the critics are being very kind to this latest offering of MI5 antics, and with good reason. It's a great movie. It's a fantastically shot film. I can't say how beautifully shot this movie is. And the 2.5 hours just whiz by so quick. As with these type of action films, don't pay too much attention to the plot. It's just not worth it. But the set pieces are amazing, and the non-stop edge of your seat chase through Paris is absolutely heart-stopping. It's one of the best car and motorcycle chases that I've seen in a decade. And Tom Cruise, he's there right in the thick of it, doing all his own stunts. It's just incredible.
Yeah, he goes out of his way to make some big movies these days. There's a scene apparently where Cruise does this halo jump from 25,000 feet. So he did that for real, right?
Yeah, that's right. The halo jump, that's a high altitude, low open for the parachute jump. The sequence took a year to perfect and required them building like the world's largest wind tunnel for training, and over 100 jumps by Cruise himself just to get that scene right. Superman actor Henry Cavill also is in the scene, but he had a stunt double do his jump. But Cruise did the entire thing, jumping out of a plane from 25,000 feet and playing out the whole scene in freefall. I want to head back to the movies to see that scene alone. It was just amazing. Say what you like about Cruise, but the sequence was a real rush.
Yeah, well, the guy put everything into it, including some bones. What happened there?
if you haven't seen those shots on YouTube of him doing that jump that's featured in the film, they feature the entire jump in the film, Then make sure you Google it, because you can actually see the impact. When he hits the wall, you see his foot get bent into this really unnatural shape. When he hits the wall, it's just messy stuff. But yeah, he put everything into it, including getting his own helicopter license. Is there nothing that he won't do?
Yeah, good on him. He's probably got a fair bit of time on his hands. I haven't heard about any girlfriends for a while, so.
No, that's right.
It's time to do the weekly box office wrap with Woz. What are we looking at, mate?
Okay, at number 5 is the action thriller The Equalizer 2. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again has slipped from the top spot down to number 4 this week. The comedy The Spy Who Dumped Me is new in at number 3, while the Disney live-action Winnie the Pooh film called Christopher Robin is new in at number 2. And our number 1 film this week, it's new for the number 1 spot, it's Mission Impossible Fallout. A must-see. I can't recommend it enough.
What else will be hitting cinemas this week, mate?
In cinemas this week is the new comedy starring Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon called The Spy Who Dumped Me. That looks really funny. If you haven't seen the trailer for that one, check it out. Looks like a good laugh. And next week, it's Jaws on steroids, The Meg, and that looks insane.
Thanks very much, Woz. Once again, awesome stuff, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Macca. That's your Hit Flicks for this week.